Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone.
Do we need more monuments honouring women across the country? Well, Dublin City Council is going to commission a new monument honouring females from the revolutionary period. It's all part of a much broader effort to try and address the underrepresentation of women in public spaces, but not just in Dublin, but in many other cities across the country as well. Emma Galise, who's an architectural historian, is with us here on the programme today. Emma, I take it you welcome this.
Oh, I do. I'm delighted by the news of the City Council, and it's about time we need to address the imbalance in our capital city.
How disproportionate is that imbalance?
I always knew it was disproportionate, but when I looked up the stats, they're pretty shocking. So for the statues in Dublin City, 13% of them are of women in public spaces. And five are of actual historical women. So you played the song Molly Malone. Mm. It seems to be easier to get a fictional female character to have a statue erected to them in the city than it is an actual living, breathing woman of note.
So just to be clear, so of the statues and monuments across just Dublin city centre, only 13% of them are of women, and only five of those statues are women from the historical period or of historical importance.
Exactly. So we have Countess Markovic, just two statues to her, sister Catherine Macaulay, Constance Wilde, Oscar Wilde's wife, Veronica Guerin in Dublin Castle, and Margaret Ball on Marlborough Street, standing next to her, I think it's her grandson. And so she's even coupled with a man. So yeah, five of them are actual historical women, and then the others are like Molly Malone statue. There's Fionnuala and the Children of Lear in the Garden of Remembrance. And Olivia, you know, it's a fictional character. So it's when we are counting the women, I think it's important that they were historical, real living women that added to the social fabric of the city. And I hope that according to this Irish Times article, that the new statue that's being proposed is to a named woman and not just, you know, to the Irish women that were involved in the lockout and the rising. I hope it is a depiction of a named individual, female individual.
Yeah, it's described here today as just the monument will honour women of the lockout period from 1914 to the end of the Civil War in 1923, and that it's going to be located close to the GPO in Dublin City Centre as well. But it doesn't actually specify who it's going to honour.
Well, the Dublin City Council are good for taking in recommendations. I hope people do write in, and I would not like to see us personally myself just an artistic representation of a group of women from the time, and a plaque saying to the women that were involved in the formation of the modern state. I hope they have it's depicting a named woman, and it starts at one individual or one or two, and it goes from there, just to address this shocking imbalance in our city for Dublin residents and also visitors coming to our city.
Sinead McCool, who's a historian and an author specialising on women in Irish history, is joining us here, Emma, as well. Do you agree with that, Sinead?
Well, I suppose what we're looking at here is a new understanding of women in, you know, this period in time. I think the piece that I would argue back about a representative piece of women that aren't named, right? That period of time was a collective of women coming, working together, and it was a massive movement. And I suppose from my own work, I would say to you that what I would have looked at in the early years was the numbers of women that were imprisoned. There were no records. We didn't have a full understanding in the history books about the full extent of what we now know is between 700 and 1,000 women arrested during the Civil War, for example, right? So now we understand that there were so many women, and that it was in many ways a women's army, that the Cumannamon were a group, but there were also women who were working directly for the IRA in terms of intelligence that were underground, and there's work being done on that particular element, which is even more secret and more underground. So there's still work being done in that area. So when I would see a piece that say a proposal for, and again, I'm not commenting on it in terms of what's done, but I'm saying from a historical point of view, if I saw that it allows people to talk in those tour groups and in that talking to the wider public, is that in Ireland there were so many women active within the revolution period. So by having a monument to a group of women, it allows that conversation to happen. And what I would say to you is when we talk generally about women being represented in statues, for example, there's I think five of Markovitch. So there's the one outside the Markovitch pool with her dog Poppet. There's the one in the grounds of the Doyle, the head and shoulders. There's her in St. Stephen's Green. So in the Doyle, she's there because she's the first woman from the first soil. Then she's in St. Stephen's Green because of her involvement in the Rising. She's outside. The one that's probably the least of it is that the Markovitch pool, and I don't know when that was commissioned as a statue of beauty. And then there's the one of her, charging with flags in Drumcliff at the base of the, when you come down and you drive there and you're on your way to the citadel. So what I would say about it, and I know that private commissions have been done where, again, Markovitch. And what I would always say to people about Markovitch and why she would be depicted so many times is she has this contribution where she was leading in so many different areas. And so if, for example, they were to put out another statue and you asked me in terms of the lockout, I would immediately bring to mind the image of Countess Markovitch with her sleeves rolled up at the massive soup kitchen in Liberty Hall. That's the image that I see in relation.
So you don't really have an issue with it, with a sort of a monument, maybe honouring, as you say, women from that period, or even kind of multiple women as part of the statue, that it creates a talking point for people to understand.
I think that's the thing, is it's the fact that there isn't one currently. And what I would say to you is, it's like we've gone a lot in recent times, let's say, to look at individual musicians, right? And when you come to a city, right, and you're just walking through, and you don't want a PhD in Irish history, you just want to understand. Mm. Ordinary people will ask questions of why. And what I would say to you, even in terms of taking down statues, is as a historian, you're saying, history has got good and bad. We represent people. It's all of the time. When you put up a statue, it's reflective of your own period and time. And if we get that statue, it actually reflects scholarship. This massive upsurge over the last 20 years of interest in women's history, of people generally talking about their grandmothers and their contribution. And it's all part of the new, a way of responding to the stories of women, wherever they come from.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I have something to be there. There are statues that are just there as fillers. But even when you talk about a statue in Dublin, when you think about near the Halfpenny Bridge, of the two women sitting with their shopping bags, I recently asked that with somebody, and I said to her, I ended up just talking generally, and said, look, I said, when I first came to Dublin in the late 80s, I said people used to do their shopping on Grafton Street with their, and it was very much a town as much as a.
Okay, stay with us, Sinead, for a moment. 1800 453 106. Just before I get to Tara, I just want to ask Emma, who is the one female figure from history that you'd recognise with this monument?
On O'Connell Street.
As part of Dublin City Council's new commissioning effort, like, who would you like to see recognised?
Oh, personally, I don't know, maybe Hannah T. Skeffington or Helena Maloney or, there's half a dozen names from those women from the 1916 Rising that I'd love to see. And I hope it's just the start of many more statues, that it isn't kind of a tick the box, we've done it now.
Tara's on the line. Tara, what's your thoughts on this? Do we need more monuments honouring women from the historical
periods? We absolutely do. And I think Emma and Sinead have spoken really well there, and thanks to them for their contributions. I think every single village and town and county in Ireland has women of significance. And as much as, we don't want overemphasis on mythical women. At the same time, those also exist around the country. And I think that they should be honoured in every part of the country, not just in Dublin. For me, I suppose the big problem on where we stand right now is, like, the Molly Malone statue has been in the news quite a bit in recent times. And, you know, they've had to put that protection up around her there now. And from what I've seen, it's getting destroyed because people are jumping in over it to get up and touch Molly. And, you know, I'm sure there's other statues where you see that happening, but it seems to be happening, like, very disproportionately with Molly in particular. And I think that that would need to be, you know, that would be, need to be taken into consideration if we are going to have more statues around the place, is that how are we going to ensure that they're being respected and that they're not just items for, you know, people to grope and, you know,
for selfies,
that sort of thing.
That they actually do serve the purpose that they're intended to do. Is there anyone in particular, Tara, you'd like to see recognised?
I mean, there's so many. Like, I mean, from my own, you know, I have a YouTube channel there where I'm digging into, I'm still only learning myself, because these women's histories, as Sinead or Emma said there, there's been a recent upsurge in the history. So we're all out there now trying to uncover our local women. And one I came across in the town I'm from myself in Dundalk was Rohita de Verdun. She was an Anglo-Norman woman who came over and was very formidable, built a castle that is still largely standing there outside of town, and was sort of, I felt, you know, in my own research as I kept coming across her and her achievements and what people said about her. And I had grown up with sort of, you know, myths about her, and I wanted to sort the fact from the fiction. And I went on a similar sort of delving in with St. Bridget, who also had ties to my local area as a child. Was she real? Was she mythical? This was the journey I went on. But I learned so much about both, you know, along the way. And we had a fabulous mural there in Dundalk of Bridget as part of the Sikh Heritage programme that was happening. And we'll be sad to see that go, do you know?
So there is kind of...
People flocked from all over to see it.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely call for honouring women. And I know that we don't put statues really up on 20-foot plinths anymore like we used to.
Yeah.
But as I said in my text, if it's good enough for hatted men on horses, you know, maybe we should consider some kind of protective measure.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, that is a fair point. What about you, Hilary? Do you think there should be more of a push to erect monuments of more women across the country?
Oh, absolutely, Andrea. Good morning. And I agree with everything that has been said so far. It sounds as though when you start really thinking about all the women and the women in your own family, etc., there won't be enough room in Ireland for all of the wonderful Irish women who have not had statues and commemoration plaques put up in their honour. The Irish women are very lively, they're very courageous, they're very adventurous and very, very talented. And we've got the authoresses, poets, etc., as it goes on. But during the period you're mentioning of the revolution to freedom period, behind every powerful man and brave man, there was always a powerful and brave woman, his wife anyway, even if she wasn't publicly distinguished and recognised. And they were affected, women were affected by the uprising and the civil war right through that period. Everyone was affected, business was affected, you know.
So we do need to recognise that.
They were all very, very brave. Everybody was brave, and all women, and all the women were brave in particular. Now, there is one group of women that haven't been mentioned, and that is the nurses of the 1916 Rising, and also the nuns in the hospitals, who were nurses, the nursing orders, who looked after all of the...
So you think there should be something
injured and dying.
To perhaps recognise them. Just on that, let me bring Patrick in there, Hilary, for a moment. Because, Patrick, I believe you don't agree with having statues at all.
Now, what was just said there a minute ago, if we were to honour all the wonderful women that played a role in Ireland over the years. We just wouldn't have enough room on the island for it. So we need to basically, I do acknowledge with the Common Man and the role they played with the Rising and even with the lockout as regards trade union. But where I am disillusioned about all this is with all the great work that these women have done, and they have done massive work because it was male dominated and we have women in politics. But what I am looking at now is the modern Ireland that we have created, and I'm wondering, was all this in vain? Because I'm looking, and I'm not one, I'm looking at this in a positive light, and they have put in major effort, put their lives on the line. They're courageous people. They've done an awful lot for the rights of women over the years. It's now no longer male dominated. Women have as much say in society and play a big role.
So should
in
we not have more statues to honour them then?
Well, I suppose where I'm coming out of with even the political thing is the waste of money on a day to day. And I don't want to be disrespectful of women, and I am not. I hope I'm coming across in a respectful manner. But like, there is so much women that have been honoured in ways. I think at the time that those statues were put up, we should have had that balanced in. But the political society we have created, the financial difficulties that we have in this country, we do need to look at what is this going to represent? Is this going to represent that what work these women have done, this is the modern day Ireland that we have created? Unfortunately, I'm disillusioned about that.
Okay. What about you, Greg? Let me just bring Greg in there, Patrick, for a moment, if you don't mind. Do you agree with Patrick on that, Greg, or do you think we should have more statues?
Well, I more or less agree with everybody. I'm glad Patrick came on, because I thought I was going to be the vote from the male population of Ireland. Go ahead. But look, I'm all in favour of honouring people who, women, men, anyone who has played made a significant contribution to our history, and in this case the Rising and the Civil War, etc. So I mean, what I would be looking at here, I think it was Tara who mentioned that we don't want sort of tokenism. I'm not in favor of gender quotas. When I came across this thing in the Times today, Countess Markovic was the only person that I had that was in my mind, and there's a photograph of her in the Times with a revolver in her hand. And then I looked it up on Google to see, were there any other significant people? And I came across names, because you've asked, I think you asked...
Some of the earlier callers,
Who would you put up there? And I mean, I've come across these names, Elizabeth O'Farrell, Josie McGowan, Lily Mernon, and Margaret Skinner. I've never heard of these people. Now, if they have made a significant contribution in the Rising era, well, by all means, they should be represented. And another point I think that someone made was that, you know, there's Cumann na mBan and other such female groupings. They, as a group, have made a major contribution. I think Patrick said that. And if there is a significant figure or two from those groups, they could trigger the conversation around, here's such and such prominent figure in Cumann na mBan who played this particular part in our history. That's the way I would see it.
Sean in West Cork has suggested, what about a statue of Katie Taylor? Perhaps maybe it's too soon, he follows on asking in his message then. And another listener makes the point today that they think we should have a statue of Mary Robinson, the first female president of Ireland. Surely there should be something in honour of her. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Keep your statue recommendations, your monument suggestions coming in. Who would you like to see honoured as a statue across, well, not just the country, but I suppose more particularly in Dublin City Centre today. For the moment, we leave it there. That is Emma Galise, Sinead McCool, Greg, Patrick, Hilary, Tara. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.